Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Well, hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is Joe Grande, the world's number one host, and yet he's not here today. Well, he will be shortly, but we have a fantastic show for you guys. And check this out, guys. Are you looking for high-quality seeds? Head down to rocketseeds.com on IG at rocket_seeds for trusted cannabis seeds. Rocket Seeds is a trusted source for thousands of quality seeds at a fair price. Head to rocketseeds.com, guys. Now, listen, I'll tell you what. You know, the industry is going vertical in a lot of different ways. And today we have Latham Woodward.
That's right.
The CEO and founder of Sense Distribution.
Sense Distro and Shuggie's Brand.
And you know what? I'll tell you, we've had you on the show, and it's an edible, right?
That's an edible. I make a powdered agave and with nano infusion, 500 milligrams, 1,000 milligrams infused concentrate. Delicious.
And let me tell you this, you know, when I first met you, I'm kind of like, you know, you brought in these products, and I thought, damn, dude, you know, one of the first products I ever thought of was to create like a sugar.
Yeah.
You know, and when I seen it, I was like, damn, you know, and I didn't really have the passion, I guess, to do it. You know, so it takes passion to build these things, you know.
Passion, time, and money.
Yeah, passion, time, and a lot of freaking
like
effort.
A Joe Walsh song.
Yeah. Yes, man. And so, you know, it's nice to have you on the show. And honestly, you've been a guest of the show before. You also have a podcast called Dazed and Confused and is all and made on all major platforms.
That's Dazed and Infused, actually.
Oh, Dazed and Infused.
I can't infringe on the copyright.
I wish you did. I was like, damn, that would be huge. Dazed and Infused.
Yeah.
And I guess you're going to be doing a Dazed and Infused here at the kitchen there, right?
Yeah, I plan to. It's going to be great.
A good space for it, that's for sure.
Damn right. This is a great studio.
Yeah, man. So tell us a little bit about, you know, well, what do you want to go into first? You want to go after your product line? Because it looks like you got a whole new line of products here since the last time I've seen you.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the artisanal products that Sense Distribution carries. We carry products from makers, people who put their heart, soul, and love into the products. And that's the big thing for us. We want to represent people who care about cannabis. They're not just in it for the money. Obviously, they want money, but they want to show the love in cannabis. All the people we have in our brands, whether it's Baked Betty's, whether it's Canisouth, M80, whether it's Shuggie's, my brand, or now we have the delicious Good Stuff beverage, and we have so many other products. Like, we have Brothers Mark Cannabis, which is a veterans-owned cannabis group.
Which, and I love that.
Yeah.
By the way, that's awesome.
And they give back.
Yeah.
And so much of this messaging has been lost in cannabis right now, mainly because it's survival of the fittest really right now. It's a very Darwinistic approach. But we got to remember, cannabis came to us as a medicinal product. And so many people use it.
What's the Darwinistic approach?
Survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
big words there, Latham. Hey, I'm sorry I'm late.
What's up, Joe?
How are you, buddy?
Good to see you, man.
It's great to see you, too.
It's only an hour late.
So you're limping, man. Whoa.
Well, you know, I had the surgery, and who are we kidding? I was doing some work stuff was where I was at. I mean, I wish I was just limping, but I was actually doing some other client
stuff.
He
knows, actually. Yeah.
But you know how it is. We have to sometimes Blue somewhere, sometimes Joe somewhere.
Things happen, baby.
And that was one of those Joe somewhere days, which is, it was actually one of the random times. Well, not really. We just go back and forth like this, you know? Yeah. Joe's got to go do something.
There you go.
But it's for the company, for the show.
What's your favorite product, Latham, of here that you do have? I mean, you know, as I look at these products, I mean, again, I'm going to touch them. Hold on.
Well, is this all Shuggie's products right here?
That's what I'm saying.
These are all your products?
These are new.
These are in our house. I am also the CEO of Sense Distribution, so we offer really good artisanal products. You're holding right there. That's the Canisouth product. It's invented by Jeffrey Kolsky. It is a non-melting candy. So if you guys live in Southern California or out in the desert, you can have a candy that you can take in your car, you can leave it in your car, and it's not going to melt on you. It's an amazing product. I have to say my favorite product is Shuggie's, of course, but we have reinvented Shuggie's since the last time I saw you. We've gone away from the liquid agave, and now we have a powdered agave with a nano infusion, and it hit you in 5 minutes. It's truly water-soluble. It will dissolve in a glass of water in front of you, and it will stay in stasis, and you can drink it, and
stasis, you mean it won't turn into a oil?
It won't turn into an oil, it won't float, and it won't sink.
Nice.
And
it just actually dissolves into the water here.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing product. It's a revolutionary product, and we use Nano 2O from Next Level. So much better than every other nano out there. Truly water soluble, not water miscible, and that's the big differentiator.
So, how many grams comes in a product like this? And you know, for those of you guys looking,
500 in the small, and it's an infused concentrate. So, do you want to stay on the right side of the law?
Hold on, 500 grams?
500 milligrams.
Milligrams. Okay.
Yeah.
These are grams. Damn. I'm like 500 grams. I don't know. Let's smoke a dinner for 500 grams.
I brought a wheelbarrow with me.
Yeah, I brought a wheelbarrow.
I'm like, am I high right now? What did I just heard that wrong? Yeah.
Can I open this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Be careful; it's going to explode on you. I'm going to leave you a sample today.
I don't know if you've said this, and I don't know how late I am. And did you guys just start this podcast right now with you?
Yes,
we did.
Okay, good. We're in the first 4 or 5 minutes. Okay, good. So then I don't think this has probably been said for the audience that's listening. Latham's been on the show before, and if you haven't heard his podcast in the past, Latham, I've been seeing and hearing and seeing things online and watching things. I really like everything you do, dog.
Thank you, man.
I'm being serious. I look at you as a very educated colleague, man, that I respect in this game. And when I first met you, I just met you. I didn't have the knowledge after meeting you, then following you and seeing what you're doing online and seeing your presence at different locations. And I admire you, dude. I think you're a great dude.
I really appreciate that.
He doesn't really say that when we're not. Dude, so look, hold on a second. Joe, I got to tell him the truth.
Okay. No.
The room was all...
Because here's the thing. There'll be a guy up here, and I can't wait to... I don't even think the guy will get on a show again for me to tell him, you've been a weirdo ever since I've seen you.
That'd be it.
You know what I'm saying?
You're done.
You don't get back on the show.
Yeah,
bottom line, you don't get back on the show.
One time, Charlie.
So, yeah. And my point is, when they said Latham, I get this smile in my head. I feel like you're part of the movement. Well, you're part of the solution. You're doing the right things. Your podcast, you're pushing the movement in the right direction. And you're everything that you're doing is part of that. And to me, I look at common folk out there going,
and
this
it's a great podcast.
It's a great, everything you're doing, dude, I've listened to some too. And you're professional, you're dope, you're personal. I like your vibe. You're welcome here anytime, is my
Thank
point.
You, brother. I'd like to ask the questions on my podcast that are different, right? When I had Laganja Strange on, I asked her about her dance career and her inspiration. She's like, I didn't expect that question at all.
Well, yeah.
Because I like to get information from people about where they came from. And my first question on my show is always, what's your historical relationship to cannabis? Because that gets them into the groove.
Sure.
And the last question I ask everybody is, tell me a stony story.
Right.
Yeah, you know? That's an important question.
And that's my point.
Like,
we
really
like to do that too. Like to just talk to people. And who are you? Where you come from? How'd you come up with the brand? Of course, you want to feature what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's my point about you. That's
Thank
what you,
brother.
Do.
I appreciate the words, man. Thank you very much.
And Joe doesn't really say that often. Like he's not like I like you, bro. Like you know what I'm saying? He's more just like super
and
to
because,
the point. You know.
And because I really want you to know how we feel, because I feel like in life people don't get to know how you feel about them. You may think we kind of like you because you were here twice. You know, you've been around us, you see this, but I want you to know we like you.
Thank you, brother.
So, you know.
I like you guys, too. It's a great, great platform for
and
me.
And I want the audience to know we like you, too, so they can go follow you and look at you and be like, this is the type of man that we like because he's pushing the movement in the right direction. And I feel like lately, Blue, we've had so many people on this show that are just in that right space, right direction, right up that Latham Alley of, like, whatever we're trying to do and move in that. Let's be honest. Let's be real. Let's be genuine. Let's be just good people and support cannabis and try to do the right thing.
I got a theory about that, too. And it's about, you know, COVID and the shit show that COVID was, right?
Sure.
I think the true survivors have survived. The people who really have the passion for the plant are still here. We're still doing
I think that's even goes across the board in just ultimately all businesses.
Life.
Like if your business failed due to COVID, like my heart goes out to you, right? First of all. But second of all, I think that a lot of that was because it was already on the brinks of failing. And I say that because we're an event company. I mean, we do live events. We do live shows. I mean, it was tacked
different
directly
states,
to different us. Weekends. I mean, we were on the road every single week, you know, and we found a way to survive. You know, we found a way to survive. And I'm
But
saying,
that leg fell off. So we walking with one leg right
but,
now.
But we are.
But the
we
other
had
leg's
a whole,
growing.
Yeah, we had a whole nother. Yeah. We had a whole nother department of what we did, and it was a very a lucrative division that we had, and we haven't relaunched it, and we may or may not, but. At the time, you know,
I guess what he'd be someone that'd get involved.
Oh yeah, he'd be great.
How funny is that?
He'd be great,
man. Right?
You know, listen. When we come back, I want to ask you a question about your podcast. So it's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
What time is it?
Dime time!
That's right, dime time, folks. Think higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Dime Industry has been a leading trusted source of clean and potent medicine using state-of-the-art hardware, including premium food-grade stainless steel glass, ceramic plates, and enhanced battery life. The 1,000-milligram cartridges are amazing. Check out the website, dimeindustries.com, or on IG at dime.industry. And I'll tell you right now, I just came from their facility today. It is one of the dopest facilities. Mike, the owner, just solid people. His girlfriend's great. They gave me some new swag and all kinds of stuff.
They hooked me up?
They did not, actually. They gave me a cigar bag. But how about this? All you have to do, dog, don't kid yourself, is walk in that building. Because they treat people right.
Yeah, that
And
white
that's
club.
The one thing about... Folks, I'm not saying this, it's ironic, I just came from there. But they are just the most class act organization. I think their product's great. I think their even the material that they use for everything that you wear is second to none, in my opinion. I feel like it's as good as if I was going to Lululemon or
he
anything
said
else.
Lululemon.
Because to me, Lululemon's player stuff. You know, that's some quality clothes.
That's
a
high mark.
Yeah, it's a high mark. You know what I mean? And it's just a Nordstrom's quality. So shout out to you, Dime. I love you guys, Mike, and everybody over there. That all being said, of course, we have Latham over here, the CEO of Shuggies. And I know you got some big announcements that you want to announce right now that you're going crazy, that your phone just bubbled. And
I do. It's an amazing thing, and it's an amazing day. I got a big announcement from the Half Pipe brand that we carry. It is backed by Bill Romanowski from the Raiders, the Niners, and the Broncos.
Wow.
Bill has been a cannabis advocate for the longest time. This is the first time this information has been put out on the air.
Congratulations.
And we're very proud.
To both of you.
And we're very proud to be associated with Half Pipe, Bill Romanowski, and Half Pipe brings value to the market in their value price flower. And, you know, if you're asking me.
I didn't even know Romanowski was in the cannabis game like that. He's been so under the radar.
Yeah.
In my book. And the funny thing is, I've interviewed Bill a couple times.
Yeah.
I went to training camp in Napa mm-hmm. for the Raiders when I was doing the Raider pregame.
Yeah.
And I watched him work out, and I did an interview with him there. And I had, my point to all that is I had no idea because he'd be on my radar. If I have pictures with him, I did interviews with him. Like, oh, Bill Romanowski. I can reach out to him because, hey, you might remember the two interviews I did with you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, let me get him on the show. And my point is I had no idea that Bill Romanowski's got a brand out.
Great guy. I have enjoyed working with him in the, you know, the last 6 weeks. It's been amazing. He has a great energy in this space. He represents this space well, and I really appreciate working with him. I mean, right now I'm even smoking the Clementine half ounce live resin from Half Pipe. It's an amazing product, and they offer value, man.
Is Half Pipe in the Bay Area, or where's Romo live now?
Romo was up in the Bay, but Half Pipe is out of the Central Valley.
Close enough.
Yeah, yeah, another one of those.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you one. Yeah, but it's great to have this platform to announce this because you guys hit it hard in the industry.
Well, bring him down. How about that?
Yeah,
he wants to be on the show.
And anyone that you know, like, because we can counter each other. Somebody like you, not only that, if I want to throw somebody your way, we have a guest on our show. Hey guys,
get him up,
dude. Let's go. I'm sick of people in this game or any game. Those are ours. Fuck that. I like you and I like what you're doing. I'm opening up our deck.
I'll open my deck to you as well, man.
And I'm telling you, I'm opening mine to yours because I like what
you're
doing. You're a smart man. You're part of the movement. You're doing everything right.
We try.
Trying is lying, baby. You're doing it.
And what other products then do you have now since we've had you on too? I feel like everything you're doing is getting bigger.
Well, the good news is, like, I see this guy every time I see him, he's got more products.
That's what I'm saying. You're getting bigger.
He's growing. You know what I mean? So I love this. And like I said, from the beginning, you know, and it wasn't going to be the agave, right? But this is a form of sugar, pretty much, right?
No, actually, agave, this is pure agave. It's 25% sweeter than the agave liquid. But in the individual scoops, you get very little sweetness out of it. So not going to oversweeten things. And it's easy to put into any beverage. As you can tell by the packaging, either the big or the small, it's easy to carry with you, easy to use anywhere.
And how much THC is in that one?
5 milligrams per scoop.
Oh, so it's very microdosed.
Microdosed. But if you take 3 or 4 scoops, if you're a heavy hitter,
right, good point.
It's not going to sour your drink.
5 milligrams.
Yep.
And then so I just put a scoop in my coffee, basically.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Nano 2.0 from Next Level is micelle encapsulated. It goes straight into your bloodstream. 5-minute activation. I've literally showed it to buyers. I've said, let's do the water test to show them the solubility. It absorbs perfectly. I say, try this. And they're, I'm a heavy hitter. It's not going to work. 5 minutes later, including the guys over at Cannabis, I don't know if you know Change and those boys.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, tried it. And then he looked at me in 5 minutes like, damn, that stuff works.
Nanotechnology, right? Which means it absorbs quicker than like, you know, traditional, right?
Yeah, and also differentiating this product from other nanos, it's an elevated high. Goes up like this, and it's steady across the top. It doesn't give you the
Why?
Big crash.
Because of nano, or what else is there that makes it do
because
that?
It's micelle encapsulated going straight into your bloodstream. And this type of nano is a patented process, and it's amazing. You got to try it off air, and I think you'll love
Latham,
it.
Latham, what have you seen work best with that? Is it coffee, or is it a little sprinkle on my salad? Is it a sprinkle on my steak?
Juice.
What have you
drink
your juices?
Water. If just you just wanted something quick in your water bottle, you could drop it in that water bottle right now, and you'll watch it dissolve in front of your eyes. It's pretty amazing.
That's nice. Yeah, and do you find people using it in coffee? Because I think, like, coffee the morning.
It
you know,
sounded like that to me when I first heard. What, that's exactly where my mind went.
Yeah,
that's why
but
I asked.
Went to juice. So which I, you know, I mean, I'm,
something different.
Well, yeah.
Well, here's something different entirely. If you want to add this to baked goods, let's say, right? Heat doesn't affect this. So you can bake it through. You're going to get full potency. If you put 10 scoops, you're going to get 50 milligrams.
5, 10, 15, yeah, right? Yeah.
Really? And just start baking with it right away.
And it's not
just add it to your cake.
No, we got new products coming out. We got our Zaza snack foods coming out.
He said
cookie.
The Zaza.
Zaza. Yeah. And we got snack foods with chocolate chip. We got a double fudge chocolate cookie coming out from some amazing guys up in Hollywood. And we also have THC Tella coming out, our Nutella knockoff, which is 100% vegan. And we have LSD, which is Latham Spicy Dip, which they named after me.
He said LSD.
Latham
LSD.
Spicy Dip.
Damn.
You're a famous spicy. You know what? You've always been spicy in my book.
Oh, thank you.
That was a good one. He said the LSD, Latham Spicy Dip.
So we're trying to mix it up in the market and keep everybody happy. Everybody loves Nutella. There's not a person on this earth that doesn't like Nutella, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It stays at my house. I buy the double ones from Costco. My kids love it. And every once in a while, when I cheat, they'll do a little toast and put a little Nutella on half of it.
It's addictive.
Oh, it is.
Well, wait until you try it with Nano.
Now, are you mixing it? You're bringing it and mixing it yourself, or what are you doing?
No, I actually have a brand that's in our house called Remixer, and they're just coming out of the gate, two brothers from Oakland, and they do a wonderful job. And legitimately, one of the partners in this is a rocket scientist from the old JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Isn't that one of the best jokes? Wow. What are you, a fucking rocket scientist?
Yes, I am.
What, are you going to hire a rocket scientist, Latham?
Yes, I am.
Who do you want making your THC tell? You want a rocket scientist.
Hey, I got a guy who, what is he going to have, a rocket scientist?
Shout out Weldon. Shout out Joel.
Yeah,
but remember,
man,
growing up, like, that was the
joke, right? And now guess
what's in the game, folks?
Rocket scientists.
Like, that's where the game's gone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, it's so dope to think that as I use this silly, stupid analogy going, it was a joke to think, what are you going to get the highest people that are the biggest brains that can make you think out of this world? These out-of-this-world thinkers are now thinking for cannabis, and it's so amazing.
Truly elevating the science of cannabis.
So before we went to break, I was going to ask you, so what is your, you know, your passion for podcasting, right? Because, you know, you've had a podcast, Dazed and Infused, for a while now. And, you know, I love that. You know what I mean? It's not that you find people that ultimately have, you know, a full-time gig of distributing products and inventing new product lines to the market. And then on top of that, doing a podcast. So what is your passion and why?
My passion is bringing to the market the people who care. The people who care about their products. My episode 100, I had Tito Ortiz. He's launching his round one product.
Yeah.
Pre-workout, post-workout. Drink brought out to you by the people at Calvara, an amazing product called Round One, and he has passion. He was at our House 420 party in Venice last week. He talked about the passion he has for cannabis and how it's helped him in his life.
You're talking Tito Ortiz, the UFC fighter?
Yeah.
Damn right. Yeah. And Tito is a great guy, and he represents this community so well. And he when you hear him talk, it's amazing.
Oh, I'm a very big fan. He actually, him and I would consider very good friends. And he actually wore the Power 106 logo on his shorts in one of his big major fights, which I made all that happen. And not only that, he choked me out where I was knocked out on the air one time. He did that to me too, which was kind of
fun. He choked you out until you knocked out?
Literally knocked me out.
Wow.
We allowed this to happen in a sanctioned area where I'm going to get knocked out and fucking get KO'd.
Well, that's the kind of passion I like on the show.
And my point is, that's how we know each other. And every time he sees me, and I've seen him at fucking countless fights with different girlfriends, we're boys. Like,
does he come up with an arm lock, getting ready to take you down again?
My point to your story, to elaborate, he's a great guy. I agree 1,000%. Totally. He's choked me out literally till I knocked out.
And it's
seeing him everywhere else.
It's his passion, yeah. And that's the level of passion
I'm
going
to have him do it when he comes on air.
Now, those days are done, dog. Those are always done. Those jackass days. That's what I say. I'm the original jackass.
They won't let you do it. I don't think we can do it again. I think we can do it here.
Do it to fucking these guys, youngsters, young Joes in the game, but they don't have the balls that I had there.
I might let them do it.
Have the balls, I don't have the balls no more. I'm 50 years old, player.
What are you
going to
get hurt? You think you're going to get hurt?
I'm just not going to do it anymore. Hey, my point is, I've done that.
What's one of you guys is up for it?
He's already down one leg. You can't choke
him out. Yeah, I'm already injured. I can't get hurt again.
Did he sign a waiver? Did you sign a waiver on that one?
That's just back in the day when we were so stupid.
You didn't even care. No one even cared.
We just fucked. Tito was in. I literally remember exactly where we were. Me, Big Fuzz, Liz, Tito.
I seen him at dinner the other night. He lives here in the area.
Right, yeah, he's right here local.
We were having dinner and we walked by. It's almost 7. He was like, "I'm gonna come on the show."
He's picking up steaks though. He's moving to Florida. You know.
Yeah.
His experience in Huntington with him being
mayor, I thought that was bullshit that everybody was shitting on him like that. And he's just done so much.
Yeah.
But,
and his passion was he wanted to serve the community, and I dug that passion.
Oh, yeah, still do. I still do.
I dig him. I think he's great.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's a beast. He's always been good for the community, and he's always looked out for the community and always gave back. So I'm a fan, so I can't.
He got a little heat on his big Trumpisms. He was very Trump supportive, which he took a lot of heat online for, but you know, I'm down. I like the fact that he was down for that. I'm not, but I like the fact that he was so down with it. Like, voice your opinion, have it and run with it.
Yeah,
I mean, are you still down with Joe?
I never ran with Joe like that either, though. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to ever see a post on Joe. I'm just saying, if I'm going to vote, I'm voting one way or the other. Either way, my point is he just took some good ones, but he's a good guy. Latham, it's so funny, all these things about you. I want to come back and just rap about a few other things because your product line's great, but I want to pick your brain about something, and I'm so curious because, once again, follow Latham, go to his podcast. He has good insights, and I'm going to show you why when we come back. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Keep it locked.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Bud Tender Awards created G4 Live with the vision to be the most ambitious and essential cannabis event ever. You might have seen this on where, Blue? Snoop Dogg's page, I think, right?
Snoop Doggy Dogg just posted it. Yes, man. Yes, and I reposted it.
And this show, folks, is designed for people that want to take their business to the next level. Join us in Las Vegas, May 11th through the 14th, 2022 at the all-new Resort World. And if you want a link to get there and get like a ticket, I think they got the hookup on rooms at Resort World. Maybe go to G4 Live or Bud Tenders or DM us on Cannabis Talk 101 and we can send you that link. Or just go to the website, whatever. Snoop Dogg, Travis Barker is going to be performing all the way live there for the first time. If you don't go,
you don't grow.
And it's going to be a great event. We can't wait to be there. And shout out to Snoop for posting that.
That was huge.
I said when we come back, we're going to ask you a good insight question that I have for you.
Fire away.
A lot of news just happened the other day about look what just happened at the one level of cannabis is going to go federally legal. What are your thoughts on it?
Man,
do you think it's going to fucking break? Do you think this is going to be the motion when it finally gets to the House that it's going to go through? Or is McConnell going to fucking do what he's done every time? Which, folks out there, don't get me wrong. I, just to give you my insight too, Latham, get hyped on it. Every group text I'm in, every this and that. You're right. It's that step. It is the step.
We got to get banking.
Also another step.
Banking's got to go through first. But
and you know what's funny as you say
does
that?
Well,
how are you going to fucking finance this? If it's federally legal, how can we get it done?
It's the biggest problem in cannabis right now.
But here's the crazy part. No, like Blue just said, how can you if it's not federally legal?
Exactly.
You can't federally do it.
So
banks got to go federal.
Banks aren't doing it. The reason that iHeart's not pushing it on the radio commercials, the reason it's not.
They're not buying, allowing cannabis brands to take that money.
It's because it's not federally legal. And so when
it's got to be federally legal first.
And so when it is, they'll start to restructure the infrastructure. Because these big, massive companies, like even Vegas, you know, as much as they want to start playing in cannabis, they don't want to mess with the feds either.
Well, ready for this one?
Some
now,
of them.
Is it brands that could advertise? Because now when you look at once it goes federally legal, as you just mentioned, Blue, saying the iHeart can't take that money, any company out there, TV-wise, ABC, Disney, whatever, right? Not just saying us. But my point is, what are going to be the regulations? Because those companies can't take beer money anymore like that.
No.
So it's are they going to put that under the same beer and...
So tobacco, beer,
but
and
now
money,
the tobacco commercials
certain,
are pulled
certain
too.
Hours, during certain hours.
Well,
so,
I mean,
so there's
good point.
During,
yeah. Is
during
it going to be certain hours?
And during certain hours and during certain audience. So like we have an adult, show. So yes, during an adult show you can, but not during like just like an adult rated R movie.
But how about this? What if cannabis? Ready for this, guys? Gets pushed just like it's been in 24 states, if I'm not mistaken, as medically. Approved and legal cannabis is medically approved in those states. Why can't those ads run anytime, like Trulicity, like fucking Viagra, like whatever medicine that you're buying that fucking can cause brain cancer, could cause everything else? It's a medicine.
Well, don't forget most of those drugs that you hear advertised in the final thing, beware of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, at 10 a.m.
Anal bleeding is usually in there.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, this stuff's supposed to help you. This stuff's not helping
death,
you.
Death, whatever. I mean, it goes as far as if death occurs,
oh my God.
Could cause death. Check with your doctor before taking.
The longest. Short of it,
Christ.
My opinion on this is, first, you got to get the banking thing through, okay? You cannot let the feds have
any... But do you
think
the banking's going to allow it to go through before the federal?
Listen,
I like that he says that, but it makes sense, but I don't think it
could
happen that way.
It could go either way.
It's the biggest hindrance right now in terms of the...
It's the chicken or the egg.
Well, the retail market, I've said this a million times on my show, the retail market needs access to capital and unafraid capital so that they can actually take in stuff and factored over time so that small brands can get exposure. Right now, retailers only want to have things that sell and sell quickly, okay? It's a big problem because it's their own money.
And across the board, though, I mean, fuck, what store doesn't want that? If I own a fucking clothing store, if I own a bread store, I want what sells off my shelves. So that's like common knowledge of any business, though.
But there are outlying things that hit, you know, like things that you don't expect to hit. I don't have a great example for you right now, but they get into a store and people are like, shit, I like that. But you wouldn't have had that opportunity had it not been on their shelves. And the only reason it's on a shelf is because that retailer has the ability to access loan capital, operational capital. This is a big thing. So the banking thing goes through. Maybe we can see more artisanal brands like the ones I own.
Why not the other way is the question. I mean, why not say, hey, federal goes through, then they put together the banking starts to come together, and now you have something real special. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I just worry with federal.
You could think, you know,
because it's at that level. It's going to go to the House now, and the House will either shut it down again. Because this is the steps. It got approved now. Now it goes to the House. Does it get fucking done and good to go?
They're going
to
shit can it again.
They probably are.
I think we're three more in. But
I really feel three.
I feel three more years?
Three more goes at it.
Whether that takes 3 years or 5 years, I think we're three more goes at it. No.
I can't say it's even gonna be two years.
I think it's going to shell shock the fucking country. And I think that either this time or next time, by the next time for sure, but maybe even this time, slip right into your face. And because the reason I'm saying is because look around you. There's massive companies already geared up. And you know what? They don't want to sit as long as we had to sit to wait for the squeeze. They're ready to pop.
I think so, too.
And states have to squeeze the feds and just go, look, get off your ass. Well, this has to happen.
And I believe it's going to be other people that have that influence, right? Because here's the crazy part in my opinion. It's not common folk, but it's the half a percenters that have so much money that then get involved in these other companies and corporations, then have a buddy that's in Congress who has an ear on that fucking person, who has the ear on that person, the president, because we're in the billionaire club now.
The insiders.
The insider folks, right? And they go like this, we're ready. When that conversations right. happen, and because of what you just said, Blue, of more of those type of companies and those type of players are getting involved, that's when it's going to happen. Why? Because we move the needle, people.
What could happen in this state, though, is if Gavin Newsom gets off his ass and sets up a banking entity that's a California state banking entity, that will show the feds, maybe this is possible.
And it doesn't even need to be Gavin. Pick the governor in any state, in my opinion. So Gavin, yes, in California.
But someone
takes the
lead.
If you're out there listening in Michigan, go towards your governor and say this, because it is, Latham, exactly your point. I agree with you. It takes a leader like that to do it in a state where it's legal and make it fucking happen. Push the envelope. Why not?
From your mouth to God's ears, baby. We got to have this happen.
Yeah.
I'm like I said, I'm a big believer. I've been saying it for years.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I said it was going to happen within 3 years, about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And I think it's going to happen in another year and a half. You know what I mean? 2 years.
I don't think you're far off. But I do think I'm with you. I think it's about three more goes. But I think they're going to happen very quickly.
I do too. And this one's happening right now, and I think we'll find out in a couple months. This one's going to get shut down. Okay, cool. And then everyone's going to get pissed off again.
I think it's done.
No, it has to go to the House. They have to have the vote first.
I'm not saying that it's done. You know what I mean? I'm thinking it's done in the sense that the fight is over. They're gonna open it up, and it's gonna happen so fast that you know, because we look at it like it hasn't been that long. Because we're in the trees, we're in the woods, you know, we're actually fighting for the fight. So we're not, you know, looking at now everybody else that's involved. You know, think about it, dude. How long has it been?
Some people just jumped in the game and are acting like, oh, no big deal. We're like, oh my God, it's our whole life. We've been loving this.
Dude,
this
we've been going forever.
Yeah. I've been smoking weed since I was six, folks. I love this thing.
And the rest of the people were like, dude, that was quick. You know, because they just got involved.
I'm 50 and I've been smoking
those. And guess what? In my opinion, you know, when the federal push happens, you know, I don't know. I just think, you know, what do you think is going to happen? Is it going
to be... Well, the structure needs to be so hard. And just think about it. Once it goes federally legal, all these black market stores that are popping everywhere, the local dealer, the fucking guy, like, it's just going to be weird.
Well, I think it's going to be more
of... That's an understatement. It's going to be weird. Plus, the feds, this is the problem with the whole thing, is the feds are going to get involved on the legal side, which is going to put a lot of pressure on the underground market.
What do you do when your feds on your butt and it's legal? And where did I get this? Where's the track and trace? It's going to be even weirder because now I got 5 pounds. Where did I get that from? Right over there.
Because distribution is going to be through Costco.
But still, even the black market. My point is, I still think the black market's never.
And it's going to be it's going to be upsetting, and there's going to be a lot of lawsuits, and you know. So
it's almost like, why would the black market die? Because you're still going to be able to get it no matter what, right?
Your buddy's always going to grow weed.
And why wouldn't you? You can grow six plants here in California. In other states, you can grow your own.
It's adult share. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's like, well, but you could do microbrews at your house, too.
But exactly. Good. And that's the best point there, because my point to what I was going to say next is it doesn't matter if you do have your own, because if you still want these companies to come in, it's the same reason why you go buy that beer or the big Costco bottles of the good stuff, because you know exactly what it is that you're getting. You know every single time exactly how it tastes.
Repeatability.
It's fucking consistent. And that's going to be the difference that the Costco's and everybody else has.
That's Shuggy's, too, man.
That's Shuggy's. It's ready to go right at the start.
And that's the thing that cannabis industry needs and needs to be with, because that's what I believe it's going to go to. And it needs to go to more, in my opinion as well, the research, because we need to get to this much cannabis, this many scoops of Shuggies takes away headaches.
Yeah.
This many shooks of Scoozy if you have ankle pain.
Keep it medical. Keep that love there.
That's what I mean. And I love that fact. If that's first, then we win more even, because now you're using it for these purposes.
Hey, before we get off here, can I shout out some of my great artisanal
brands? Yeah, I was going to say, anything that we forgot.
Yeah,
before
I just
want to
shout out Courtney at Baked Betty's delicious Rice Krispie Treats, Pura Bliss, and that amazing tincture. The pharmaceutical company and their tinctures and their amazing pre-rolls. I want to shout out, of course, Half Pipe, the Good Stuff Company, M80, Nano 2O, and so many other things in our house. I really appreciate everyone. And we also have the caramels now from Granny B Goods. Delicious caramels, also nano-infused. There's so many good products out there. I emphasize to this, everybody, get out there and find some cool products. It's not just about gummies. It's not just about pre-rolls. There's a lot of good shit out there. Check it out.
Latham, thank you so much for joining the show. It's always a pleasure to have you, man. And
thank
again,
you both, man.
Keep up the good work, dude. We appreciate you, you know, and the type
of
person that you are. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
Woo.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.